We've seen now how to work with Azure ML, and I think you'll find that's a really useful tool to do machine learning. One of the best things about it is the way that you can publish it, which we'll cover. But for many years now, people have been using the R programming language to create machine learning models, and it works very well. Microsoft R has a ton of features that help that work even better. So while we're not going to learn R or machine learning in R in this particular section, I will cover it briefly just so you can see the sort of the art of the possible there. And then in our study guides, we'll have some references for you to go off and learn more if that's a focus area. And that kind of brings up a good discussion right now too. You're seeing a lot of technologies, and some of them a little briefly. Others you're spending more time on. And this has been our experience, that those things are in more use. So as we find people using those things more, we spend a little time there. For those things like R that are very specialized and have their own sort of world, we'll send you off to some self-study links if that's the area you find yourself in. So you should be conversant in all of these technologies, and you should specialize on the ones that are either interesting to you or that you're seeing your customers ask you for. So without further ado, let's take just a very brief look at doing machine learning with Microsoft R. While I'm a huge fan of Azure Machine Learning, it is not the only game in town. R has been around for a very long time and has been doing machine learning for a very long time, and Microsoft has an R server, as you've seen in the components, the platform pieces. We've talked about those various parts and where it lives before. So just to refresh your memory, the server version of it itself has not only the standard CRAN or open source or normal R version installed, but it's got Microsoft R, which replaces some of the libraries, and then Scale R, which has even more libraries, math libraries, and overcomes things like the memory limits and so on, and then a few other features that it has available. So it can also do machine learning. I won't go over Microsoft R again since we did that. We'll talk a little bit here about the fact that when you do install Microsoft R Open, you do get the regular comprehensive R archive network, CRAN R. If you install the R client, you get not only the R client that can talk to an R server, but you get Microsoft R Open and CRAN R. If you install Microsoft R server, you get the R client, R open, and regular CRAN. And then as part of HD Insight and SQL Server 2016 and higher, you're also using all of these same features. Just kind of help you understand how that layers together. And then R is also available as a module in machine learning. Let's take a look at the way that the client and so on actually sort of work together. Here we have RStudio, or in my case, R Tools for Visual Studio, which I like a great deal. Most of your folks that know R will work with that. When they install regular old everyday R, they work locally in their environment and put the data up into memory and work with it. The same happens when you install Microsoft R. You're getting regular CRAN R, and then you're also getting some libraries that have a little bit improvement on the math and so on. But when you install the Microsoft R client, you get the Scale R libraries, which will help you locally, but also have within them, or within the client software, the ability to talk to an R server to say, why don't you run this R code for me, setting the compute context to go that way. That's the way that the Microsoft R Open locally works and server works. The interesting thing is, it can be both. You could be running some code locally and then set the compute context to run over on our server, then come back locally and back and forth as much as you'd like. So it provides a great deal of power for your folks. Now in machine learning, the way that R works inside of Azure ML, you can actually still use your R scripts. There's a execute R script module. The magic that your R folks need to know here is that you map something called dataset 1 to the Microsoft Azure Machine Learning .map input port function. So all this does is take the things from machine learning, Microsoft Azure Machine Learning, and give it to data set one in R. And then there's you'll see there's actually three ports there. Two are for data and one is for a device. And then you can use your standard R scripts in the middle of that, and then you'll have a MAML output, map output port, which will send it back out the other side. On the left-hand side of the R script will be the data. On the right-hand side will be the device. So if you're doing a plot or something like that, you'll see it there. So that's inside machine learning. But again, we're talking about R at this point. So let's move on to sort of the final way that we work with this. In traditional CRAN environments, open source R environments, you run your algorithms locally, but you often need to get data from a database. And so there's a package that you install inside R called RODBC, and there's a few of them actually, but the main one is RODBC. And it has the ability to talk to a relational database, like SQL Server is the way that works. So this is one way that you can work with relational data inside of R. This is fine, but you are sending a lot of data back and forth over the wire, and you have lost the security at that point. Once it's out there, you don't know what the data is going to be done with. So what you can do is you can install SQL Server and check the box. This is 2016 and higher. You can check the box and also install R Server on the same box. So you get all the stuff you normally get inside SQL Server, and you get an R server on the same box. But the interesting thing is you don't use this server to be talked to by just a regular client. What you do is it also automatically installs something called the SQL Launchpad service. And the Launchpad service knows how to talk to SQL and R so that now your R developers can write all their code locally like they've always done. Your database professionals can put that inside a stored procedure in SQL, and then the users simply use SQL like they always have. No need to install R out on the client. SQL Server has access to R and access to Transact SQL. We're going to see this in just a bit. So we'll take a look at doing that, and then we'll come back and deploy the model. Before we do that, let's jump over to my virtual machine here. And I just wanted to show you kind of what machine learning in R looks like. I've got a couple of files. In fact, you probably saw these in your experiments earlier. So all I'm doing is I'm bringing in these files. Let me control enter here. The control's not being sent over to my VM. Hold on a second here. Let me, we'll have to execute interactive. Why it's doing that, I don't know. Oh, actually it did. I hit enter and I just didn't go to the other screen. All right. So I can see the head of the HVAC and the head of the building just to sort of look at it. And I'll have to switch over to the R interactive. And there's the first few lines of each, so we can kind of look at our data like we would do. Then we can dimension that, so we can put that into some data frames there so we can look at it more or later, or get the dimensions, I'm sorry, of what that is later. Here we'll look at it by getting the summary of the building and the summary of HVAC, and we can even plot it. Let's see if this works. Did I do an R plot here? There we go. No, it didn't have that. So that was actually to demonstrate an error. So the point is, I can do some summary data around it. All right, more importantly, what let's do is let's start getting some factors and let's start cleaning up this data a little bit. So I've done that now. We've gotten that thrown in as factors, and we're headed toward making this into a machine learning sort of thing. And my keyboard is not behaving. There we go. Okay, now we can see some summary things because we've set up the data properly. I had the dim confusion there. At any rate, now we can begin to see things around the buildings. You can get some really interesting data, which we're not going to stay and look at. We can now begin to convert the dates into something that R likes a little better. And this is that data wrangling I mentioned you'll have to do a lot of. And so we've gotten those dates cast properly. We can merge things together. And we can begin to do things like plotting where things are. So let me go through these and just see what we get here. And there's some plots around the different temperatures and a few other things we have here. So this is just exploring the data like we always have. Now let's start taking a look at some more advanced things we can do with this data before we get to the actual machine learning algorithm inside of R. Here we are. Let's split this data up. We need to split the data up into training data and our actual testing holdout data. There's our training data and there's our testing data. So now we can begin to train our model. And we'll train our model this way. And again, you can see this. This one's using the GLM function to train the model and storing the results in something called train model. If you don't know what this is, don't worry about it. I just want to show you kind of the process of how this works. We see that it's trained the model. It doesn't have a lot of data that it has to work with. And now we can score it. We'll take a look at this in just a bit here. And you can see here, here is the split and here's the training. So this is the part where we're going to get our predictions back and we can score it to see how well it does. So this is that same thing as the left and right inputs on the Azure Machine Learning. So I'll grab this and then we'll just take a look at the summary here. And so we get that and there is, okay, that's fine. Maybe misleading, the data is not perfect. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go get the area under the curve. Now this is the part, I'm going to show you this now. We're going to come back and look at an evaluation and I'll mention that we saw this. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this right now. I don't have the library. I would have to install it. I'm not going to install it right now on this particular data science virtual machine. Instead, we'll come back to that anyway. We are going to come back to that. Instead, I'm going to jump over and show you that this same thing can be done inside Azure Machine Learning, or rather SQL Server, and use machine learning from R in SQL Server, which is normally not something you could do. And to do that, I've gotten some base data and so on. I won't show you all these stored procedures, but the general idea is this. I've run these models, these stored procedures, and here's basically the way it sort of works. I just predict the customer churn using one stored procedure in SQL Server, and that stored procedure, let me go get one real quick just so you can see it. Let's do an SP help text. And we'll just highlight that and see if this works for us. Oh, and not quotes, Buck. We're back in SQL, not R. Sometimes you forget, yeah? All right, there we go. Let's see what that does for us. Am I in the right database? I am not. Let's get in the right database first. Telco, that's where that is. Will that work for me? No, it won't. Let me copy it out. I'm inside a comment. Just get some room down here. All right, let's do that. Oh, it's my inner key again, sorry. All right, I just wanted to show you this. This is that same thing using a library from the Microsoft R, used to be Revolution Analytics, Microsoft R, and it's trained it. There's the variables it's training with, and it's creating an RX boosted model from an RX B-tree. Boosted tree algorithm. So this is the way this one works, and these are the parameters that it needs, and then it stuffs that data back in an output. This stored procedure then, when called, will read a table, get some data, train the model. And then there's another stored procedure that has more R code in it that will then use the model it created and tested and trained, and then will recreate the predictions and put it back inside SQL. Let me see if I've done that already, because it would be kind of neat to see. Let's see here, hold on just a second. I don't know if this one's happened or not. Let's go see. We're off script here, guys, so this could be a little dangerous. No, it did, okay, good. So I already had this model built. I wasn't sure if I had built the using the XG boost algorithm, but I have. And so what we've got here is, this is the customer. Will they churn? I think they'll churn with this probability. So this is the training data you're seeing. So here you can see they did churn. It predicted they would not. So that would be a false positive when we look at our messages here we see. And then there are four numbers that go with how well this particular model performs, and we'll cover that later. Okay, I think you've seen the general process here and how it works. This was just a visual. It wasn't meant for you to actually do it. It's to let you know that you have options other than Azure ML for doing machine learning. Once again, just to recap here, you can do in Microsoft R with the R server, Microsoft R locally, or inside SQL Server, which I think is going to be an area. There's another class we teach on doing data science with SQL Server, because it solves a whole bunch of problems to keep the data and the processing right on top of each other. Okay, I think that's it for this unit.